When I go ahead and I take, and I have 60 to 61. Let's say I'm making, Zev, what food do you like?
Sushi.
Something with gluten.
Cake.
Cake, okay, good. So Zev advised you order to make a cake, okay? Now what kind of cake am I making?
Sponge.
Really?
Why?
Okay.
Mushy.
Sponge cake. Now, Zev Granick, I ask you, what's the recipe for sponge cake? You better know this.
Sponge.
What? Max, what's the recipe for sponge cake? Why could you give a normal example? Chocolate cake. Okay, good. So we're gonna make a chocolate cake. Okay. Now, if I ask you how many cups of chocolate chips do I need?
Two.
Okay. How many cups of flour? Four.
Four.
Fine. Four. How many cups of oil? A third of a cup of oil. And two cups of water. Okay, good. Now, let's say I went to your house and I brought over 5 cups of flour or 3 cups of chocolate chips.
More,
yeah, okay. More, yes, okay. Now, what you would say is, now, think about this. What you would say is, okay, so you know what I did? I brought over more extra, okay? Meaning, I have, in other words, I just brought more of the substance, right? So, therefore, if you apply that to mincha, so what's 61? It doesn't matter.
60 plus 1.
Right, that's what you would say. It's just more of what's required. Okay, but now, one second, but I can give you a practical example. If you ask a chef, like, not like these guys here, but like a real chef, right? And you said to them, if you said to a chef who's making Granick puts on one of those Granick's got one of those like chef hats on and the apron, and so he works for Shea Granick, right? And let's say I brought to you, well, let's say in your special chocolate cake, I brought over a half cup extra flour. You know what it would say? This is no longer the chocolate cake. You say it's not the chocolate cake anymore. Meaning that what the Gemara is showing you is that they took the shear. That's what you're saying, Clark. They took the shear and made it actually part of the very definition of the substance itself. Meaning when I bring 61 asuronim, how many asuronim do I actually have? Zero. That's the key. In other words, when I bring 60, no. When I bring 61, I don't have mincha. You can't do that anymore because it's been hektish from the kli. You can't do that. Once I hit 60, 61 means it's an amazing idea. The Torah goes ahead and takes in the very concept of the korban, shear becomes part of the definition of the substance. That's not an intuitive way of looking at like baking. By baking, I'd say if I brought extra flour, so I brought some more flour. Big deal, right? But you wouldn't say it's no longer flour anymore. But if you're like a chef, you would say, "Oh, I'm making my fancy cake." What happens? What happens if you bring more? It's no longer the cake. So they took the shear and made it part of the very substance itself. That's the chiddush here. That's the chiddush here. Stick to painting. Aren't you good at painting? Not so much the poetry. All right. So what would you say here? In other words, the Gemara is saying you would have thought when you read the Mishnah lo yatzak lo bala, what applies to yatzak should apply to bala as well, right? Kamash malan. Hold on, kamash malan. That what applies to yatzak is one thing. Applies to bala is another thing. Well, what's going on here? Why would the Gemara take us down this road? What? This is the key, methodology wise. It's easy methodology. On the one hand, they share something in common. On the other hand, they're different. Show me what they share in common here and show me how they're different. Yes?
Let's say they're both part in common, both by the same process.
Okay, beautiful. So the Havina would say is that, well, the mincha has steps, right? Step one is yitzika, step two is belila. So if you look at the steps in a process, it makes sense to say that if in step one the czar can do it, some should apply to step two. Very good. That's easy. But what's the maskan? But now, show me what's different. And don't just say it's a different action. What makes the pouring of oil different than belila? What conceptually is taking place here? What's taking place here? What's taking place? Words. Very good. In other words, but on the other hand, they are different. Why? Because one is adding A to B. But what does belila now do? It produces C. Okay? Remember, think about baking, right? We do this in baking all the time. You have ingredient flour, ingredient water, right? Those separate ingredients, okay? When I mix them together, what do we call it? Dough, right? And in fact, in Shabbos, that has different, what? Right, it's a different entity. It's a different entity, right? Very good, okay? So that's the Havi Maskana. You would think, on the one end, it's similar because they're all steps in the process of Mincha. On the other end, they're different because, and that's what's important here, to isolate what the difference is. It's not different in the Misa. It's that yatzak is I'm adding ingredient, I have ingredient A and ingredient B. Belila now takes the two ingredients and unites them, okay? Makes them into something new. Doughy mixture stuff, okay? Right? Okay, very good. To put in more brisket terms, a new chaloshim emerges through the belila, right? All right? The Mishnah said what? The Mishnah said if I don't break it up into little pieces, right, it's still kosher, correct? Right? Right? But what else did the Mishnah say at the end?
If you break it up into two big pieces.
Osh psasim piti merubos, right? So of course the question the Gemara is going to ask is, why do I have to know both that if I didn't break it up piece and it's... Yeah. Right, okay, good. Oh, you're good, good. So what does the Gemara say, Yonah? Shera. Right, so, but we know from what? We have to ask that if I didn't do any psis at all, right, what's the halacha? It's kosher, right? If I didn't break it up into any small components and small pieces, it's kosher, right? So, pita merubos, right, mibaya, what's the question? What's the question? Why does the Mishnah have to tell us pita merubos is kosher? If I don't have to break the mincha up into smaller pieces at all, then why does the Mishnah have to mention anything about pita merubos? Is that clear? You got that, Granik? What's the question of the Gemara? You bum. It's like this. The Mishnah says, I don't have to do sisa at all. Mishnah also says, right, if I sisa merubos are kosher, right? Yes. So I don't understand. What do you have to tell me sisa merubos are kosher for if...
I don't do it.
Exactly.
Oh,
okay.
Can we reserve this one too?
No. So we have to let the Gemara talk. So my pitim rubos. Now the question is, what do big pieces mean? This is great, Brisker Gemara. Sheriba, go on. What does that mean? Sheriba bepsisim. So no. When I broke up the mincha into pieces, right? The pieces were what? Too big. Okay? Too big. What? You mean too big relative to what? To piece size. I don't know. I'm just reading the Gemara. What?
It's too big.
Well, certainly without defining it, it's no longer going to be defined as pieces.
It becomes a new
entity. Or you'd agree that, let's say I took my challah, right? And if I broke it in half, is that two pieces?
It's two challahs.
Oh. No, it's definitely not two challahs.
Right, not two slices.
It's not one whole.
It's not one whole. But is it pieces?
Rabbi, if I cut a piece of cake, right,
would you say I should have one cake or one piece of cake and the rest of the cake?
I'd say one piece of cake and the rest of the cake. Right, agreed. Right. So, pita merubos. Wait, Gers, hold on. So, Yonah, finish the Gemara. So, the Gemara says, V'ibaya seima. What was I saying? Right, so the Gemara says, you would have thought that pita merubos is puzzle. Meaning, if I dip sisin and they were too big, maybe you think that's puzzle. So, the Gemara says, V'ibaya seima, or you say what? Right? Shila olam pitim rubos. That really what? Mamish, right? Meaning what? If I made big pieces, it'd still be kosher. Okay? Mao desema, here comes, come on. Mao desema is ahavamina. You would have thought what? You would have thought, yeah, you should know that. Come on. You should know, Mao desema hasam. Alehen. What does that mean?
They're no longer loads.
No. Ika, not Leka, Ika. Right, meaning that if the pieces are big, they still have the shame chala on them, and therefore I didn't do the mitzvah psisa, and therefore it's still kasher. Avahacha, when they lose the shame chala, when the shame chala is lost from the breaking it up into pieces, the lo toras psisin Ika, and therefore what? Nor are they psisin either. Meaning, there's some netherworld where the pieces are neither they're small enough that they can't be called challahs, but big enough that they can't be called crumbs or little pieces. Okay, come on. So, what did you have thought? That's pasul. Kamashwan is still kasher.
Right.
Exactly. Right. So again, the Gemara is saying there's. I kid you not. There's three levels. Right. There's you take the thing, you break it up. So there's like. It still has shame challah.
Right.
So either you're going to have crumbs. In other words, if you have crumbs, you dip season. If you had challahs, you didn't do crumbs yet. Right?
Too small for
well, no. But there's a middle area where it's no longer challahs, but it's not season either.
Wait, if